Welcome to Guardians of the Sacred. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about this new world, and this new world is taking shape very fast. And I was reminded the other day about the principle of acceleration. And so one of the things about the principle of acceleration is that it just causes things to move very rapidly. This is really important. We are right now in the season of rapid transformation, and there's a course correction that is happening. One of the things of the spirit is happening is that it's correcting things that should have never been. The spirit was reminding me earlier today that there were things that should have never happened. There were roles and presidencies that were stolen, and now they're being corrected, and they're going to be corrected over these next few years. And so we're in a very, very awesome place to see this correction happen right before our very eyes. And so because of this, as guardians, as we continue to pray, things will change. We are doing prayer meditation. This is exactly what's happening. It's meditation. We're causing course corrections in the midst of what we're doing. And what was stolen, because they were stolen, there were things that were not supposed to be at the levels of the Supreme Court, and other things. And so these things were taken from people. And now they're being given back by higher powers. And so one of the things to remember in all of this is that we as guardians, we are helping to push this forward, because the invisible powers that control everything are wanting people to understand that they are not in control. And so as guardians, one of the things that we're doing is we're pushing forward this new world in a very fast pace. We're continuing to send out love and light. As we send out love and light, we are cleaning forth the energies. We're cleaning it out, as my buddy Matt says. We're working to clean out the court systems. We're working to clean out police. We're working to clean out the Supreme Court. We're working to clean out the higher echelons of government. We are cleaning out things that would have a detriment. And this is important to remember, that we are working to clean it out. I was reminded today that when we do this, we're helping to pave the way. This is what our ancestors did along the way. Your great-grandma, your grandma, all of these things, they sent up meditations and other things for you, causing things to happen. And causing things to happen at a very rapid rate. And so as this is the case, we are also doing the things again. We're walking in the spiritual, working to help people to fight for people who cannot fight for themselves. This is really important. And in this, one of the things, we are enacting change. We're becoming progressive energies, and what we're doing, people cannot see, but they will feel the change, the impact. We are now feeling the impact of people who have gone before us. That's really important to remember. This impact is very, very powerful because it's filled with love. And so the change has been enacted and nobody can take it back. One of the things that we're doing is dismantling darkness and hate. Those are very weak energies. Those weak energies are no match for the power of love and light. Because love and light is what changes things. When love hits something, it immediately changes something and it brings it light. Love is light. And so with that light comes enlightenment, which means ideas or the thoughts in the mind. And so because that is the case, that enlightenment begins to change the outer inside, the outer us. We are a spirit of love, empowerment, and wisdom. And when we're fighting for people, we're sending that love and light across the U.S. and across the world. People's energies are immediately touched and impacted. This is what's important to remember. We're dismantling greed and hate at the very highest echelon, but we're also causing a great acceleration. And spirit is prompting all of us. There's a number of us spirit is prompting in this whole massive movement forward. We're being prompted together as a people to continue to send out this love and light. We're sending love and light out to the 18,000 police forces of the U.S. out into the world, the police forces of the U.S. that are continually to attack marginalized people. Young African-American people, African people of descent. We are working to dismantle that hate in that system. And we're working to clean it out. We are more powerful in this, and we will help clean this out. We're sending love and light into the highest echelons of government around the world, as we are looking to usher in a new day and age, where it will be prosperity for all, and policies will be made that will fit all people. And so we are really working to dismantle, evil forces at a very high level. And as this is going on, and one of the things that we're doing as Guardians, we are continuing to do this on a day-to-day basis, and we're not to back down. And so as we're moving forward, we're doing this. We're strengthening people's spirit. Love strengthens people's spirits because it makes them the real them. And so we're helping to shift the balance of evil, of hate and evil. Hate and evil, is full of selfishness, it's full of pride, arrogance, it thinks it's better than other people, it thinks it does no wrong. And so all of this is just evil. But the forces that are in the invisible that control everything are the forces fighting so that this evil is held back and is destroyed around the country, this and around the world, this force, the force of freedom, the force of prosperity, the great spirits of prosperity and wealth, going throughout the whole earth, working to hold back this evil. And this is important, because as we are aligned to this here, as Guardians, we're not stopping what we're doing, but we're aligning ourselves to this every day. And we are seeing great, great transformation right before our very eyes. We know that, as I told you before, that I had an experience where love is instant. The moment you send it out, it's the moment you work. It works. But it's also interesting is that love lingers wherever we send it. This is important. I think people don't understand that love lingers in the place that we send it to. This is one of the reasons why when in your home, when you put that energy of love in that place, it lingers there. And it touches everybody it comes in contact with, and people just begin to know themselves. Nothing evil can walk through that door because it meets that energy of love. And so as we are, as Guardians, when we begin to do that, we do the same thing. We can just use our imagination to see places in our hands going over the doorpost of something, putting nothing but the energy of love there. This is powerful because the energy of love will be there. Guarding that place. Nothing evil shall go into those places, and things will be made for the right of people. The heart of love is always about the benefit of people and the welfare of people. When you have governments and systems creating hate in avenues of hate, their hearts are designed against the benefit of all. You take a country like the U.S. where you have people on multi levels, and it's prosperity for all. It means you want to be, things to be for everybody. Everybody needs to prosper. But when you have a few people who think, they're in control when they're not in control, and this is the fallacy of men in the world when they think they're in control, because they're not. These men are not in control. They think they're in control of levels of government, and it will never be the case. But what's happening underneath the surface, as the spirit has been talking to me about, underneath the surface, things are changing in ways they don't even understand. People are making rules and new rules to benefit all. You think you dismantle one thing, and certain things come out. And so this is becoming full the way things are, just as I told you. We're also doing, restoration, reparations. And we're going to continue to put that out. I had a friend of mine named Rich say he saw that in a vision. He saw that restoration, that reparations, and that restitution in a vision. He saw that across the U.S. And that is good. And to confirm that, he didn't know that I heard that also from another, actually, it was a preacher who had said it. He had no idea that I heard the preacher say the same thing. So the Spirit is talking to everyone about all of this. And so people are being repaid. One of the things that is happening is that a great restitution is happening among people of color. This is what's going to continue to be for. This is one of the reasons why I've been encouraging people of color to create their companies, because a great flooding is coming their way. And this is going to continue. Create the businesses, create everything that you possibly can to contain the flood, because, you know, it's a lifting up. And as this is the case, one of the things that's going to begin to happen is that the flood is going to continue to be there. We're watching that right before our very eyes, you know, all over the place. The universe is giving us ideas. Ideas become reality. I told you about building GB. GB is a ginormous company. It's just something you don't even think about how big something that is, but it's big, but it's also, you know, for the benefit of all. We're also in that company is in alignment with other people, because I mean what the universe is doing, because it's giving people their voices back. It's creating unity, it's creating harmony, which is what we are aligned to do. And this is important, that people across the world through this company, through GB, will get their voice. We have a tribes channel that will give people, you know, native people from all over the world back their culture and their land. Give you know their culture, promoting their culture, merchandise that will promote their culture, having stores that will promote their culture. This is important to give people back. One of the things about our indigenous brothers and sisters, they suffered greatly at the hands of hate and greed. You read stories in Georgia, they talk about it too, where people just came in to steal the Native Americans' lands. You feel this. This is what that hate and greed, we know what they did in New York when they stole the land and gave them, they traded the land for smallpox blankets and thought nothing of it. This is one of the things about people with hate and greed. They pass this stuff down, and people's hearts are always laced with coldness. And so one of the things that begins to happen is that the universe begins to work. And along with that hate and greed came great tragedies. They dismantled a lot of the tribes. We have the tribal tears where they shed a lot of blood. They shed a lot of blood of innocent people. And that's one of the things that happened. They shed a lot of blood. Innocent people died because of hate and greed. Innocent people, stirring up strife. You see in African American communities, people have tried to stir up strife. In communities. This is really important to understand that this is evil. These are things that are just evil. When we see these as guardians, we are to work against these things through sending out love and light, because these things are of an evil nature. These things are just, the universe hates these things. They're just hated, beyond hated. But one of the things that we do as guardians every day is we fight for those, the innocent. You hear about the massacres of the Native American kids up in Canada. You know, all those 700, almost 900 and some plus kids lost their life because they wouldn't be assimilated into the culture of the European. There's just a lot of things that have gone on that we are helping to accelerate. We are here to right wrongs. I told you about what I saw about Guardian. In New York, I saw Guardian. He didn't play. This guy just didn't play. He was a very tough guy. And I remember in the dream, I had a dream of sitting with my assistant Robert, and the guy, he uttered a prayer, and he said, "Spirits of love and light, we come to set things right. Reveal to us those things which seek to maim and destroy, and the innocent lift up and restore." And that is the prayer that we use. That's the meditation and the prayer that we use. And later on in the next year, I'll have a meditation prayer book out that we would use, from everything from finances to relationships to healing, from guardians. But that's what we do. We send out, they reveal to us those things which seek to maim and destroy, destroy the lives of people, and then we help to work to restore people back to health, restore them back to life, restore them back to their families, restore them back to their marriages. Because this is one of the greatest things that this evil has tried to do is destroy the unit of the family. In the spiritual world hates that because they try to destroy husband and wives, wives and wives, husbands and husbands. And so, you know, trying to destroy the family unit, trying to take kids from their families. We watched this during the 42 administration. We watched this during that administration where families were separated from their kids. And there's still, that's very evil to separate a family. And the universe doesn't take kindly to that when people try to, to dismantle families. This is very, very important for us to remember in this. And so as guardians, we're looking to wrong rights all over the world, using our powers of imagination to send forth that love and light to right these wrongs. These wrongs will be righted. It is a very powerful thing. The weapon of meditation and prayer is extremely powerful. It's a powerful thing. It changes things. I remember in Washington, D.C., when I did that, and I thought about just meeting a friend of mine. I wanted, to get somewhere, and one of my friends just showed up out of nowhere, and it was just in my mind. Also, the universe responds to your prosperous thoughts. And so when we learn to really understand that what we're doing is extremely powerful, we begin to understand that we're warriors. This is one of the reasons why guardians are warriors. We stand guard at things, and we begin to really dismantle that. We don't stop what we're doing in spite of what's going on around us. We are warriors, and that's what's important, that we understand that we are warriors. Warriors don't relent. They can be wounded all up and down their sides and keep fighting. And so this is one of the things that we have to remember, is that as guardians, we are fighting in the realm that people don't see, but we're having instant impact everywhere we go. And so is in this, we're always uplifting people's spirits. That's important because what we're doing is we're fighting for people who cannot fight in that hidden battle. People use religion as a guise of discrimination. And what we're doing is dismantling that guise. It will be on a public spectacle. It is seen for what it is. It's masking hate. And as we do this as guardians, we are dismantling that and making everything right. This is important to remember. And so, we are making everything right in dismantling this. We're causing things to come into alignment. That energy, that weak energy can't fight the energy of love, because love is far stronger. And so as guardians, we're keeping on fighting. And so, we're sending out the love and light to 18,000, the 18,000, police forces in the U.S. and around the world, to the Department of Navy, to every arm, everything around. We're sending this love and light into school systems, into healthcare systems, into everything. We're sending out the love and light. One of the things that begins to happen is that people begin to change. As we do this, people change. One of the most beautiful things I remember is I talked about my best friend Craig, and one of the things that when I met Craig had a pure love. You could just see it. It radiated from his eyes. That's how pure his love was. I mean, before I ever saw him and met him, I saw that he had a pure spirit of love. It was just pure love. And so, and he helped me to become who I was meant to be, and that was one of the things that you never forget, that purity of that love. It didn't want anything. It wanted to just love. And that was always in his eyes. You could just see that in his eyes on a day-to-day basis. I was like, wow. You could see it and you could feel it. And that's important. You see that in other people. You get around a person, it's their vibe, what's in their spirit, their vibe. And so, as guardians, one of the things we're doing is we are dismantling these spirits of hate and other things with love, and which makes us stronger. It will strengthen your relationships. It will make your relationships stronger, especially your marriages. It will also improve, the health and wellness around you. This love is very powerful. It's powerful, in the way that you need it to be. And so learning to really do that is really important. What the work we're doing is helping to accelerate the world into the next place, into the next space that we're supposed to be in. We are helping the world to get to the next level. COVID did that as well. People sat down, they listened to what the spirit was saying to them in their hearts, and now it's becoming reality. That whole time, the universe sat everybody down to talk to them about who they were. They didn't need everything, all the greed and the hate. And so one of the things that began to happen is that this thing began to get settled in their heart. And now it's becoming reality. And so the world has shifted. Billions of people been affected. These things are permanent and lasting. And as guardians, we make them that way. And so we continue to help the world accelerate into a positive space. We're fighting for people who cannot fight for themselves. And in this, everything will be instant. Everything will work as we keep going. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Guardians of the Sacred. And we have John Green coming on board to lead GB Network. And we have our Guardians Network that will also be launching soon on our Guardians Magazine and publishing as well, to give you spiritual resources to help in everyday life. Thank you for joining me.